Money Matters with Alfred Edmond Jr.
Medicare has begun to mail new ID cards to its more than 60 million members. However, according to a recent survey by AARP, more than 75% of those on Medicare know little or nothing about the initiative to use newly assigned ID cards in place of their Social Security number as their identification. This lack of knowledge could leave those eligible for Medicare vulnerable to scam artists. Here's what you need to know. The updated ID cards, which those new to Medicare began receiving in April, displays a unique combination of 11 letters and numbers rather than a beneficiary's Social Security number. Replacing cards for current beneficiaries is a year-long process that began in May. Go to medicare.gov/new card to learn more. You do not have to pay for the new card. Watch out for calls from scammers posing as Medicare representatives and demanding a processing fee for the new card. Another trick? Telling beneficiaries that they are owed a refund from transactions on their old card and then asking for bank information to process the reimbursement. Medicare will never ask an enrollee for a bank account number. Check out AARP's Fraud Watch Network at AARP.com. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. for Money Matters at AURN.com.